locked. All the persons that are in wait, Kenyatta Hill is going to be up next. Keep it locked.
We want more vacancies.
For all the persons that has been asking for Kenyatta Hill, he is currently, you know, in the wings right now. I would like to take the time to shout out a few persons as well on our Instagram. Shout out to Aya Ingi, Tafasta, Micah Hyper, all the Nature Restored. Thanks for tapping in, my dear. I appreciate it wholeheartedly. And all the other persons, if I don't mention your name, please don't feel slighted as we are pressed for time here. Yes, but Kenyatta Hill is waiting to win. He has been waiting for a while, I must tell you. So I appreciate him waiting for a while. And now he's currently here. Hi, Kenyatta. How are you?
I am doing good.
Rose. It took you a while to say you're doing good, you know. Are you really good?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you doing? How is the audience doing? How is your whole audience doing? I hope they're ready for us. Hope they're ready for this.
They're doing well. I am not sure if you were listening as well, but I Shabelle was actually saying hi to yourself before she exits as well to shout you out. And she's currently listening as well.
Well, I was listening to your interview the whole time. And I love it. I actually tuned in.
Yeah.
Trust me, I tuned into your program.
Okay. I know you always do. Yeah. And I appreciate it. You know, all the artists who are tapping in right now from various parts of the world, Jamaica, you know, Africa, Europe, UK, Canada, the US, wherever you are, I appreciate you tapping in as well. So, Kenyatta, the burning question that my audience have, and actually three persons in Africa asked me this, one in Ghana and two in Kenya. Are you working on new material that they would love to hear this year? Are you working on new material to release this year?
Yes. I'm actually in the midst of all that right now. Well, not at this moment, but yes, at this time.
Okay.
It's called,
is that a surprise?
Thanks to you. Thanks to to you. No. I have to give credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
Thanks to Dr. Empress Rose. She was the one who helped me with the title of the album.
Uh-huh.
If you don't mind sharing with the people, could you share it
with me? I mean, I remember.
Reincarnated.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It's called Reincarnated. Yes. I help him with the title. Yeah. And to the listening audience, yeah, I need you as well to visit and convince Kenyatta that I need to be on the album. I don't even have to sing. I'll just laugh in the background of one of the songs, right? And that will sell the album. So please convince Kenyatta that I need to be in the background laughing on one of the tracks, all right? If he doesn't want me to sing, because I can sing, but yeah. Kenyatta, so in terms of collaboration on the album, any collaborations we could look forward to?
Well, yes, most definitely.
Do you want to drop any names right now, or is that a surprise?
That should be a surprise. I want you to know it's going to be 14 solid songs.
14.
14 solid tracks.
Mm. What made you decide on 14? To be frank with you before you answer that, when it gets to album, I kind of get, once it gets over 10, then if somebody tells me 12 or 14, then there has to be something special why they decided to include 2 more tracks or 4 more tracks. So...
Well, as we know, it's called Reincarnated.
Oh yeah,
it's a
lot of material
to my dad,
mm-hmm.
plus tracks that I've written,
mm-hmm.
and collaborations.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's like, I mean, 14 tracks. That's what I'm used to doing. 12 to 14 songs.
Okay.
For an album.
Okay. All right.
That's standard for me.
Is there a theme on the album? Is there a theme? Is it theme oriented, or you didn't decide on that as yet as well?
I didn't decide on that yet.
Okay. Wow. There's a lot of secrets to
be very honest, that's still in the pot bubbling over.
Well. There's a lot of secrets on this album itself, but what's not a secret is the fact that I'm begging to be on it. I want to be on a Kenyatta Hill album. So I could shout it out to the world. Yes, that's me laughing in one of those tracks.
She's putting
up on a laugh on
the track.
I'll tell you.
You can't just laugh on the track. You can sing.
Sing. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Do
you want to sing?
But I can do that. I can do that. You know, I am kind of shy, but it's coming together. So I'll work on that as well. Yeah, maybe not this album, but in the future or on a single, we can do something.
Yeah, well, you never know. It could be now or it could be a month from now. Because we always stay recording. Always keep recording new music.
That's nice.
That's how you do. Because basically, it's not just the album
mm-hmm.
that I've recorded. I have like 23 tracks. I just keep recording.
You're right.
I just keep recording. You keep making music. So when it's time to give the people what they want,
yeah,
it's a few in hand.
It's in abundance.
It's in abundance, yes.
So, we reggae 365 year, leap year, we reggae 366. We are not tied on to a month. However, the industry is awarding February, the shortest month, by the way, reggae month. Have you done anything for reggae month as well? Any performance?
I think I did two shows. Otherwise, from being in the studio.
Yeah, you're reggaeing.
Right, I'm reggaeing up in the studio. That's my reggae month.
That's your reggae month. Mm-hmm.
That's where I like to be in the studio because that's where my creative juice flows. Once I hear the music, I'm ready. I'm always ready to start writing something.
We have Rev out of South Africa, and he asks, when you're in the studio, what is the one thing that motivates you to keep going and recording the hit songs that you have done over the years?
Well, I can speak for me. What motivates me when I'm in the studio, It's just knowing that my fans and the audience are waiting.
Your fans and for the production,
their
okay.
expectations are high. So I know I've got my work cut out. So that's like my motivation. Like, all right, you've got this to do. And there's a certain standard that you've got to keep it, because your audience, and most of my fans are Africans.
You know,
99.9%.
You know, you just said something that is, I've recognized. As I think back to how you got started in the business and keeping it alive throughout the years as well. That's a lot of pressure, you know. And I find that the new artist who is coming out and recording, or the artist who gets lucky, and it's luck, because every day somebody enters the music industry and it gets a little bit harder every day.
Yep.
So for the artist who records and they get lucky, either because it is they went on social media and played an ass on themselves and got known, shout outs to all those persons as well, I see you, or it is that they work hard to get there as well. I think for yourself, you're on a pedestal. The bar is so high. Knowing how it is that you came into this industry, you were an engineer and you stepped up to the plate and decided, what? I'm going vocal. And you have maintained that throughout the years. And I can't imagine that each and every time that you go to put out, you go to do a release of your production, how hard it is that you must be for you. Is it really hard, or is it just me thinking? Because I'm thinking that, you know, you're going to put out a production and you do not want to fail that audience that know that you always deliver. Is it just me thinking that, or is that actually what goes on?
No, that's exactly how it is. It's a lot of pressure, because being my father, being who he is, his standard, his precincts, and his message, and him just being a human being.
Yeah.
I mean, there are certain standards that it's easy to come to, but when you're speaking of somebody who continents upon continents look up to and adore, for you to step in those shoes, it's not like you're going to walk from the shallow to the deep. No, you're jumping off in the deep, going back to the shallow.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any shallow there, it's a big shoes to be filled. So I try my best to, as they say, walk the straight and narrow line.
Yeah.
Yeah. When it comes down to the music, I am very picky with my words. Because words tend to take on flesh.
That's true.
So if you put out good energy, and this is what I like for everybody to understand. Writers, producers, singers, players of instrument. Good words brings good vibration.
Positivity. That positive vibe. Yes. Yeah. As well.
Positivity brings out. Yeah, so if you put out bad energy, you can't expect to get good energy.
That's right.
You sow what you reap.
Facts. I'm going to be the sounding board for you and say facts. Well, you know, on that note, the audience is pretty much invested right now. So I am going to jump to one of your other tracks, and we'll be right back with some more questions, and I'll take some questions from the audience, and we'll vibe out, because Rosa's been here, you know. Rosa's been here for a long time. This is my seventh interview. Talk to me nice. To my audience. Oh, talk to me nice.
I'll see you. I was like, oh my God, your plate is full today.
We'll be right back with more Kenyatta Hill.
Oh my God.
Keep it locked.
Tell me what is wrong when you know it's not right. Tell me to get up again when I've lost my sight. Tell me what your mother might say if she saw you living this way. Tell me, can you go another day trying to find your life through the maze? You never knew his love was real. It pulls you closer than magnets to steel. That's how I know my child is real. He never slumbers nor sleeps. Jaja is the only friend I know. Because my forefathers told I so. Everywhere I go, thankful for the blessings he bestows.
It's what they taught me when I was younger, that we should always have for each other. To find, just show some grace and you will shine, shine, shine.
I've lost my sight. You never know if love was real. He pulls me closer than magnet to steel. And I know my child is real. To lose the seven seals. Jaja is the only friend I know. Because my forefathers stole my soul. He guides me everywhere I go.
To the sounds of Kenyatta Hill, who is currently in studio. Of course, this is featuring Christos DC. I will get into the track in just a minute. But again, to everyone, wherever you are in the world, I appreciate you tapping in with me. I've been here for quite a few hours, and we are winding down to just a few more minutes before it is that I will be, you know, signing off as well. Kenyatta, it's back with us. doing something in the back. Well, however, yes, he's alive and well here with us. So Kenyatta, Jah is my friend. Is actually one of my go-to tracks as well. You know, from time to time, I really love this track. You know, tell us about this track as well. You know, collaborating with Christos DC on it.
Well, that track came about when I've known Christos DC for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that he's a singer. I didn't know he was into production.
Yeah.
I knew that he was a singer. So when he invited me to the studio and said, I would love to produce an EP with you.
Mm-hmm.
Me being a person who loves to record and sing, I'm like, oh, yeah, why not? Let's do it. So we went up in the studios, I listened. And when that particular music came on, the beat came on, I was like, Jah. And then straight away, I just remembered my dad. And knowing that he's not there, because my dad, he's the ultimate one. He's my everything. And I just couldn't help myself. You know what I mean? I just had to ask a question. Tell me what you've done. Let me know it's not right. Help me to get up again when I've lost my sight.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it's a song that's speaking to me about me. And speaking to the audience, like, look, I am in my desolate place, and you know what? You guys can really help me at all.
Jah is my friend. You know, this is my friend. You know, on this track as well, it is that I think your dad is so pronounced in the track that without you telling me, when I listen to it and listen to you singing it, your dad is very pronounced in the track as well. Jah is my friend. Real nice. So I can expect some more content that's similar to this track that will be on the album. I'm trying to get more of what's on this album, you know.
More potent lyrics.
More potent lyrics. Okay. Yeah. What do you have a set date for this album? The release.
Well, I know I want to get it out. It should be released by the second week in April. The date we have not.
You're not tied down to. Okay.
But I know it's the second week of April.
All right. I am going to be in the line, you know, waiting to hear the great tunes and stuff like that. Yeah, but just remember as well, before you do the final production, if you still need me to laugh, I can do that for you. I'm selling laughs. Yes.
No problem.
All right.
But definitely, yes. It's not a problem once it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. There are very few people that
get
the opportunity to be the first to drop it.
Yeah. Nice.
And I know that you're going to be one of those persons. I've got a few people.
I am so honored. I am honored as well, you know, to know that I will be one of the first persons that will be getting it. Huh.
Yeah, you will be the first five people to get it.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. Oh, you know, as you talk.
I know once you get it,
you will. Well, as we talk about Africa, though, are there any African rhythms on this one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, they always in drumming.
Nice.
So yeah, we're definitely gonna have some roots bingi chanting on there. Most definitely, and that would be the first for me to do a Naya bingi
one of my records.
Wow.
So I'm pretty excited about that one.
Well, I'm working on a single, and actually Sanaya Bingi single as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so, you know, if I should ever need any assistance, I will reach out to the awesome Kenyatta Hill to help me out on that track.
Thank you for considering.
I'm just doing this likewise, you know, as well. And I'm looking forward to the album, you know, and to a year. Yes, but now, you know, on this show, especially we talk about the interview and music review itself, we also would like to know when the artist is going on tour, not just myself, the listening audience. So we have Beth out of Zimbabwe that's asking, are you going on tour for the summer? And will you be visiting the African countries as well?
Well, definitely the African continent.
Mm-hmm.
We are definitely going to be going to Kenya, Mombasa, South Africa, and Malawi in December.
Okay.
For the summer, I am positive that Europe is on the agenda, like...
Always.
Yeah.
Always, right?
Always on the agenda, yeah. So definitely that's going to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know,
yeah, I've got a few little runs in the here in the US, which is 420, you know, Ganja Monday.
Yeah.
And 420 and the 27th, I'll be on the West Coast for three shows, Seattle, Portland, which is Eugene and in that side, and then Seattle, Washington. Yeah, both I can tell you about it in Virginia. I have to get back from Europe, which that would be great if I come back to the U.S. to do a festival in Virginia on the 31st of August. It's just a lot. And then Jammer Cruise is coming up. Yeah.
Are you on Jammer Cruise this year?
Yeah.
So I've never been on Jamra Cruise. Let's have a think about it.
Why not?
I will think about it. You know me, I'm an introvert. You know, I don't do crowds, but I may get the urge to do it this year as well. So we'll see. Yes. And sign me up. Persons may know that I'm going, and then, you know, there's a lot of persons who will show up to the cruise because they're like, oh, I've never seen her before. So, yeah, I may be going on Jammer Cruise this year. We'll see. All right. Well, I'm looking forward. What happened?
We'll see.
Yes, that's for sure. We'll see. Yes, I'm an introvert, you know. So maybe like an hour before, I may say, you know what? I just want to go to sleep. That's how it works. Well, Kenyatta, it's been a pleasure. You know, my audience and myself, we're looking forward to the album, looking to feature yourself on this show when the album is out as well, and to share the tracks with my listening audience. And as well, for all the persons looking forward to seeing you on tour between Europe, Africa, and everywhere else, even here in the U.S., as well. I appreciate you coming through and, you know, being here on our one-on-one music review, our Reggae Month edition that's, you know, becoming quite popular and effective.
And I would not have missed this interview for the world. And thank you. Thanks to your audience for tuning in. And let's keep the reggae music alive. Happy Reggae Month. All reggae lovers, music lovers, happy music month,
not just
reggae.
Yes. What is it, music month every month? Every day.
Every day is music.
That's right. 366 this year. We are in a leap year. Yeah. I thank you. We are going to vibe out with Jah Is My Friend, just to give persons a taste of it. Actually, we are going to do more Vacancy in Denver by Both with Jet is my friend. I thank you guys for tapping in wherever you are in this world. And I will give my outro in just a minute. But right now, keep listening to more Vacancy, and I will be right back. They're not giving no money. They're not giving no places to get an education.
We want more vacancy.
For tapping in and staying the course, and I hope that you enjoyed each and every interview that you were able, you know, to bring to you today. I can feel the love across the aisle and the various persons that I've been able to, you know, tune in as well. I thank you for vibing with us, and just a remembrance that if you would like to submit to the one-on-one music review show, we are always accepting submissions. And to be considered, you can send a brief bio, 1 to 3 MP3s, and attach your social media links. And you can send that to globalmusicreport@gmail.com. Again, that's globalmusicreport@gmail.com. Or you can also send to rpuniverse@proton.me. And as well, you may be able to look into the website for RP Universe on Instagram. It's on the various social media platforms where you can make your submission through the app as well. Again, it's been a pleasure, you know, having you guys tap in with me each and every week. Our capital home is International Stars. That's INTLSTARZ. If you would like to follow and have a conversation with me personally, or leave a message at Infinite Empress. The preference is Infinite Empress on Instagram, and I will respond in a timely fashion. It's always a pleasure vibing with you guys. Thanks for lending to me each and every week your listening ear. Have a blessed rest of day.
Tell me what is wrong when you know it's not right. Tell me to get up again when I've lost my sight. Tell me what your mother might say if she saw you living this way.